Module 2. Listening. Page 21. Exercise 2. You're going to hear five sports people talking about superstitions that they have. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the sport which each speaker competes in. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the reason each person gives for carrying on with their superstition. Speaker 1.
I have to travel a lot to international competitions, which I don't much enjoy, but at least I don't have the hassle of getting valuable gear to the venue. A few years ago, my father gave me a lucky coin. He was a sailor and said it had always brought him good fortune when travelling. My brother's got one too. I always get really excited before a race. I know it's silly, but in the changing rooms, I touch the coin before going out, just for luck. Once I'm in the water, though, I think of nothing but my breathing and rhythm. I never look at the competitors in the other lanes. That'd just put me off.
Speaker 2.
It was when I started winning races that the sport really took over my life. I'm fortunate that where I live, training on the roads is no problem, and I go out in all weathers. But it's all about preparation, not luck. I never shave before an important event, though. That's my only superstition. I can't think what makes me do it, actually, because there are much more important things to focus on. It's just become a tradition. My mum says it saves your strength, not shaving, but she's only joking. She knows that at the track, it's all down to me. I have no equipment to blame if I fail, so I concentrate on giving my best.
Speaker 3.
My parents have always supported me and come to all my road races. It was at my first big event that my boyfriend gave me this silver necklace to wear. I won that time, so I've worn it ever since. I suppose that's a superstition, although it can't really make a difference, can it? But if I took it off now, it'd seem like tempting fate. I have to admit, though, that when I'm waiting at the start, I touch it. I get so wound up at the top races, I need all the help I can get, especially when I'm going downhill at speed. I just hope I don't get a puncture. That'd be a disaster.
Speaker 4.
I don't like the monotony of gym work, so I do things like going to the pool or out on my bike to keep fit, because the actual sport involves a lot of sitting in one position. The nearest I get to a superstition is always getting up early and going for a run on the day of a big race. Apart from the physical benefits, it gives me the time and space to empty my head of other rubbish before I get behind the wheel. I don't actively think about the dangers when I'm racing, otherwise I'd be on edge all the time, but I need to have 100% concentration if I want to be first past that flag.
Speaker 5.
I couldn't imagine not having a mascot. I've had my teddy bear since I was little. Of course, I don't believe that he helps me win, but he is a comfort to me. I spend weeks on end alone, away from my family, so he's there to keep my spirits up in the darker moments. I like the idea of upholding traditions, but I don't take these things too seriously. You know, like for the celebrations at the end of my last race when I dressed him up in a pirate costume and paraded him up and down on deck. I don't carry him round everywhere on shore, though. That would be taking it a bit far.
Now play the recording again.